everything that a man could want. I got more than I could ask for. Woo! I don't have to run around. I don't have to stay out all night. 'Cause I got me a sweet, sweet, sweet loving woman. And she knows just how to treat me right. My baby, she's alright. My baby, she's clean out of sight. Don't you know that she's some kind of wonderful. She's some kind of wonderful, yeah, she is. She's some kind of wonderful, yeah, 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 yeah. When I hold her in my arms, you know she sets my soul on fire. Yeah, when my baby kisses me, my heart becomes filled with desire. When she wraps her loving arms around me, about drives me out of my mind. Yeah, when my baby kisses me, the chills run up and down my spine. My baby, she's alright. My baby, she's clean out of sight. Don't you know that she's who? She's some kind of wonderful. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, now is there anybody? Come on. It's got a sweet little woman like mine. Tell them about it. There's got to be somebody. Yeah. Got a sweet little woman like mine. Yeah.
Can I get a witness? She's some kind of wonderful. She's some kind of wonderful. She's some kind of wonderful.
How about some harmony, boys? Come on, hit it.
She's some kind of wonderful. Mm-mm. She's some kind of wonderful.
Talking about my baby.
She's some kind of wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
She's some kind of wonderful.
One, two, three, come on.
Some kind of wonderful, talking about my baby. She's some kind of wonderful, yeah, yeah. She's some kind of wonderful, yeah, 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 yeah. She's some kind of
wonderful. My baby, now, now.
CGMQ 88.9 FM, talking with Joe Oliva of The Essentials. They got an upcoming show this Saturday, the 14th of June, at the Piggery Theater in North Hatley. If you want to just describe a little bit about yourself as we get started out about the music of The Essentials, because it's not the most common and easy to find music today, I suppose.
No, it's not, Zach. It's vocal a cappella music. In other words, we sing without the use of instruments. We do have some drum backgrounds just to keep it moving, but it's not the most common to find. But if you think back throughout all the eras, there was always vocal music, back to the barbershop quartets, the doo-wop groups of the 50s, and even now groups like Boys to Men or NSYNC, they're vocal based.
It's very true. And what I guess I wonder, with all the kids picking up, you know, you pick up guitar, you pick up bass, you pick up drum. A lot of people want to be in a rock band, or they want to be a country star, they want to be a pop star. Where is it that you find throughout, you know, your early years that being a cappella and simply using the voice as the main and pure only instrument?
Right.
Where do you decide to go that route?
I guess we all play instruments, but we're not that great at it, to be honest with you, Zach. And we sort of took vocal singing to the next level, in that we attempted to sing. You know, we do sing a country tune in our show, we sing some rock tunes in our show, but we've decided to do them without the aid of the instrument. As you know, the human voice is an instrument, and it's one of the most interesting to listen to.
Oh, it's definitely, I mean, through the ages, has always used the various instruments around them, the physical instruments created by humans, you know, as an accompaniment. But I think when you get right down, it is as long as it's not pure instrumental track, the voice, for most artists, is their most prominent instrument that they use to express themselves and get their message across.
Yeah, for sure. I think because you can use words and lyrics to get to help get your message across, as well as an interesting melody, whereas instruments just have a melody.
So where do you fit into the a cappella group? I'm not a connoisseur of a cappella at all. How exactly does performing in an a cappella group work?
Well, I'm the bass singer.
Okay.
Which means I sing all the low notes. And then the one of the other three gentlemen sings a lead over that, and the other two are singing background parts in harmony and mimicking instruments. They may sound like a guitar, or they may just sound like humans singing background, but what we find about our music, which is a big compliment, is that people always say to us, after the first song or two, they kind of forgot that we were singing a cappella, and
just
enjoying the music and the fullness of it.
Because I think at first, for a lot of people this day and age, a cappella is more of a, just the idea of it is fun. The fact that you can translate in your shows to allow people to just enjoy the music and not think of it as the novelty of, oh, look, these are guys up there without instruments and still making us. I think that's quite an accomplishment to let the music speak for itself and lose the novelty of the act altogether.
That's right, Zach, and that's something we focused on our whole careers. Some groups try and make it about the novelty of guys singing or girls singing without instruments. We find that's interesting, but only for a couple songs, and then it's about the music and putting on a high-energy show, a highly entertaining show, and that's what we do.
All right, so your first, your debut album, Oh What a Night, when that came out, there seemed to be more of a concentration on the 50s and the 60s, the sort of doo-wop music a lot.
Right.
As time's gone on, though, you've incorporated some pop songs, some more modern hits within your act. How do you go about deciding just what music that you decide to do as a group? I mean, not all songs are obviously going to translate to a cappella beautifully. What is it that makes you think this song might work for us?
Yeah, we did start out singing more doo-wop stuff, and then after our first album, we decided to expand out and more into rock music, more into just other pop music, and like I said, we even do a country tune. What's important about vocal music is that there's a good melody and there's good lyrics to it. You know, you can take a song like Yesterday by the Beatles and you can sing it 100 different ways, country, rap, however you want. The bottom line is, it's a great tune, so that's the type of song that would translate well to a cappella.
So you look initially for the tune. In the song
we look for the tune, and in writing our own material now, which is what we're doing for our album coming out in 2009, we have that focus in mind. The melody and lyrics really are what people focus on, and that's what they go away and they have that stuck in their head. I don't know many people that walk away and have a keyboard part stuck in their head. It's about the lead and the song and the energy and the emphasis behind the song.
Do you have any particular favorites from your repertoire that stick out for you as your kind of favorite to perform?
They all have sort of their appeal to me in one way or another, or we probably wouldn't be doing it. Because what we do is we usually bring a song to the table, and if someone's really against it, we don't do it. But
right.
we do Heartache Tonight by the Eagles. That's one of my favorites. We usually do that early on in the show because it gets people sort of jumping in their seats. And then there are some standards that we have to perform, like Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But we do that with a really hip 2008 drum track to it. So it sounds quite a bit different. And that keeps the interest there. We do Lean on Me by Bill Withers. And then some more obscure tunes, like Still the One by Orleans, which was a big rock hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so there isn't one song in particular that I enjoy singing. They all have something that interests me about them.
And as you mentioned just a few seconds ago, The next step is to write songs that you've written by yourself. What is that process like in a cappella? I can see how it can work in a garage band, something like that. You get a riff, somebody starts fooling around with stuff. But it seems like a lot more has to go on in the mind rather than the physical when performing a cappella like that.
Right, Zach. What's worked best for us is for one person to sort of bring a melody and lyrics to the table and a chord progression so that we have a basis for the song. And then just like any garage band, where the bass player would sort of fill in the bass notes and write a bass part, I would sort out what I'm going to do on bass with the input from the other guys in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would write interesting background parts to it. It's the same type of process as a garage band, except there's just vocals.
So Now, you're going to be performing at the Piggery Theater in North Hatley. I think
right.
it's important to mention that's this coming Saturday. What can people going to the show expect to see? I mean, a lot of people, like myself, have never seen a cappella in full concert live before.
Right.
What is it that goes up on stage exactly?
Well, like I said earlier in the interview, at first people will be, I think, impressed by the novelty of the fact that we're just four guys up there using our voices to create music. But as the show progresses, usually after the second or third song, people are interested in the songs. Like I said, we do a lot of cover acts. We do throw a few original tunes into the show. So they're going to get a high-energy show. They're going to get a lot of songs that they know and a few that they don't know. But I can guarantee you they're all interesting melodically and lyrically.
Fair enough. I guess that would make complete sense coming from an a cappella group. Now, you say you've got the fourth album is in the pipeline for you now, recording your own tracks and stuff. Are there any covers that you're pulling into the repertoire that aren't on any of your albums that you might be pulling out this Saturday?
Actually, just before the fourth album, we're finishing off a Christmas album. We released a Christmas single last December that went gold in Canada, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're finishing that album because we had just done a single for it, and that's what we're recording now. That'll be done in the fall, and then we're moving on to our original album, which we'll release in 2009. There won't be any of those songs in this show because they're too raw, but next time at the Piggery, I can promise them.
What is a practice, just as you said, they're too raw. What is a practice session as you hone in on getting a song tight and stuff like that? What does that sound like in an a cappella group?
It sounds pretty bad, Zach, to be honest with you. It's just like any band, you know, the first time doing a song, most of the time I go through the same thought process where I think we'll never be able to pull this off.
Right.
But then usually after guys take the song home and we record our parts individually so we can listen to them on our iPods, and then once you have it internalized, and you can actually perform the song instead of worrying about the notes, it usually comes together.
Harmonizing, I think, a lot of people don't realize, is one of the most difficult things to do musically, to hear and to pick out the harmonies. Was that a natural skill that came to you, or was it something you were taught over time?
I think you just have to learn it over time. It's a trick of the ear to not listen to what you want to listen to and to mm-hmm. listen to another part in the background. But that took a couple years to get used to, and now we're all quite natural at it. It's totally second nature.
See, I've sung in some bands in time, and that is one thing that I cannot for the life of me pick up is the any hope or ability of picking up a harmony.
Oh, and, Zach, come on, you're being negative now.
it just seems like...
It just takes time and practice.
I guess so. It just seems like such a... You have to, I guess, remove yourself from the song as you hear it, like you said, and then... And find your own melody within that melody, I guess.
That's right. And what we find effective when we're learning our parts is to record them separately, like I said, so you can just hear what you have to say.
You deliver your part, right.
Yeah.
And in the recording process, you say you're working on a new album and getting that together. Now, I know when a rock band or a country band goes to a studio, you'll have one guy doing his guitar thing in one booth, one guy doing the drum thing in another booth. They don't even need to see each other. And then, you know, you're working out the little details. But when you hear an a cappella group like yourselves, especially one who's been around, they've established themselves, it seems like it should come together so naturally. You just book 8 hours in a studio, you go in one day, and you just sing it through, because it seems to come out without much effort when you look at it.
Well, that's what we try and make it look effortless.
It's the effort to make it look effortless. Right?
Yeah, exactly. But the truth is, we record in the studio the exact same as a band. We lay down usually a click track, which is just like a metronome ticking away at a certain time speed, and then we go in individually, because you always want the engineer in the studio to have the ability to add or delete things and add whatever effect he wants or compression he wants or whatever. So we have to record individually. Just it's exactly like a band, exact same process.
All right, one final question I wanted to touch on. As I was doing a little reading around about you and checking through some press things, I came across the fact that the movie A Holiday Romance, starring Andy Griffith, Naomi Judd, and Gerald McRaney, what was that whole experience like, and how did you get yourselves into that barrel?
That was an odd experience. We're not technically actors. A couple of the guys in our band have done some acting and are you know, consider themselves actors. We're not really actors, but we were asked by our manager to audition for a movie, and it aired on CBC probably about 8 or 9 years ago now. And so they asked us to only bring 3 guys in at a time, and we refused. We were willing to walk out because we explained to them that for this type of harmony, you need 4. You can't do it with 3. It just doesn't sound right. So I think they respected that we sort of put our foot down. And within a day of the audition, they asked us to be in this movie. So it was an interesting experience. You know, they shut down a main street in Toronto while we recorded the song live. And it's interesting as a Christmas movie because it airs every year. So I keep getting phone calls from people every year.
So you get to relive that experience.
Yeah, I just saw you on TV, you know.
All right, so the Essentials are going to be playing the Piggery Theater in North Hatley. That's this coming Saturday. Is there anything anyone going should be expecting, or surprises that we've got wrapped up and ready?
Just a high-energy show, Zach. That's what they can expect, and guaranteed to have a good time.
Well, all right. Thank you very much for that. So the Essentials this Saturday, June 14th, at the Piggery Theater in North Hatley. Look for tickets for that one. It's, I assure you, it's going to be a great show. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Zach.
And now from their live album, Bear, this is The Essential with The Lion Sleeps Tonight on 88.9 FM, CJMQ.
Hush, my darling, don't cry, my darling.